So over the past 24 hours or so online, this post has kind of gone viral. This user listed out the places women absolutely refuse to go on a first date and then says, thank you to the ladies who reached out to me to help me on my list. So he has like literally 28 different places on this list that
that's a lot
women absolutely refuse to go to on a first date. Things like near the bottom of the list, like sporting events, somewhere that requires a long drive.
Ice cream dates. Okay, I like ice cream though, but let's eat first.
A buffet.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Okay, we'll get
a
that
buffet
a day.
Is probably not my first choice for a first date.
All right, first place women absolutely refuse to go to. Kelly, let's get your opinion on this. And some of these are like name check-in places, all right?
Okay.
So number 11, Red Lobster.
Now, listen, nothing wrong with Red Lobster. Is it the ideal first date? Maybe not. Although those Cheddar Bay biscuits, delish.
Right. Number 10, Wingstop.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
All right, number 9,
sports.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, same deal. Two sportsy sports.
All right, number 8, these are places women absolutely refuse to go to on a first date. Any fast food chain.
Yes, no, we love fast food, don't we? But that's not a first date spot, am I right?
Okay, so far... Kelly has agreed with every single item on this list. Now we are going down to number 7. We'll get through these quickly. Your house on a first date.
Your house?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is he expecting you to also cook for him?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know. I might be able to agree with your house because that might be a little presumptuous and weird on a first date.
Yeah, I think we wait on that. Yeah.
All right. Number 6, the movies.
Are we eating at the movies? Is it just the popcorn snack that we're calling that dinner?
Well, this is just places on a first date.
Oh, places on a first date. Yeah, no, because you can't really talk. That's not very conducive to learning about each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now we get to the top 5. Olive Garden.
Listen, I used to work at Olive Garden. I love me some Olive Garden. But again... Kind of, okay.
Number all I needed to hear was the bunch.
All you can eat breadsticks are pretty good. I mean, it's economical.
Number 4, Chipotle.
Yeah, no. Doesn't that fall under the
fast food sort of thing? Yep. Number 3, yeah. Chili's.
Yeah. No. That's again
okay.
more of a chain.
Number 2,
deal.
Applebee's.
Okay. Chain restaurant. I think I see a trend in its people are going against like the chain restaurants for a first date. You want to try to find like a local spot. It's a little bit more romantic.
And
I think, off the beaten path.
Number 1 place according to quote his research for places women absolutely refuse to go to on a first date, Cheesecake Factory.
Listen, again, I love me some Cheesecake Factory, but maybe not. Okay.
All
not
I needed to hear was the butt.
I feel, though, she wants to know that you really put a little thought into it and to try to find a really good spot.
At this list and I say, guess we're staying home. Guess we're not going out.
Okay, so all of these would have been...
Things like bowling are on there, things
yeah.
like church, Starbucks, the gym, ice cream, family functions.
No. Yes, the bowling, though, could be fun. I think I'm going to say bowling is fine. Bowling is fine.
Laura texts in and says, what about Hooters?
Oh, 1,000%. That actually should be number 1. I feel like that should be number 1. Let's put that at the top of the list instead of the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, Chris rolls in and says, how is Hooters not on that list?
That is absolutely true. That is a massive oversight for this list. And listen, Raina's like, dude, I'm down for some Chili's and Applebee's. I don't care as long as it doesn't have a drive-thru. All right, that's a good point. If it doesn't have a drive-thru,
you're getting a meal for free, assuming that he's taken or you know, your date or your partner is paying, like, why not?
Well, and at Cheesecake Factory, dessert, right? That has to happen.
Look, Cheesecake Factory ain't cheap.
No, it's not.
That's number one. That's number one on the list, but that costs some coin.
And then it's at the mall, and you can go shopping after that. Maybe he'll buy you something.
Aubrey texts in and says, OMG, who came up with these? Because take me to a football game, stuff my face with buffet food, give me some of those wings, all the chicky nugs. Bring it on.
Okay, so she's down. She's down for any of it. Like, all right.
I thought it was going to be
way more forgiving with this list, and I was not.
Movies are boring. Your house is a no, ma'am, Pam. And then seriously, when did everyone
Pam?
Yeah, that's what Aubrey says. So. yeah, I know. And Chris is like, hey, how are you supposed to go on a date when everything is eliminated? That is true. It's like, hey, I guess we're just either it's a, hey, all right, you pick the place and then I'll take you there. But then no one wants to be asked out on a date and then be asked to also pick the place.
Okay, but yes, I think in this town, we are blessed. This is a foodie town. Uh-huh. There are tons of options for unique local restaurants. I think that's where you go for a first date. The rest of these, once you like are in the established relationship, go to them all day long. But I think for an absolute first date, when you're trying to make an impression, put some thought into it, find a spot that is local, unique, and has amazing food.
You could do as I did, and first date with my wife, it was a six-pack of beer, and we went down by the river.
Okay, you had an established friendship, though. You had been working together. Like, you weren't just brand new to knowing her.
Yeah,
so
our first restaurant was that restaurant, Bravo. It was Bravo. So
yeah. Great choice. So Local place.
Well, I feel like, though, that could also be on that list, right? Because it's not a local place. It's a chain. It's a chain Italian place.
Okay, but still good. I think it's fine. Listen, I think the bottom line is, and many people point that out, if you're getting asked out and you're getting a free meal, let's go along for the ride. Unless it's like, you know, McDonald's. That's probably not an ideal first date place. There's nothing wrong with McDonald's, but maybe not your first thought for a first date.
However, if you grab McDonald's at the drive-thru, if you're not sitting there at the McDonald's eating, if you're grabbing the McDonald's at the drive-thru, then you're going and getting something else because you're like, hey, we got to grab us a couple cheeseburgers real quick because low-key, the cheeseburger, just the plain cheeseburger, the best thing on the menu there.
Delicious.
All you need to do is grab a couple cheeseburgers. That'll satisfy.
I'm a daily double girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you don't even need the extra patty. Just the cheeseburger straight is good. As an appetizer? Because we're gonna hit up this nice fancy restaurant. We're gonna go to Jack Fry's or Jeff Ruby's.
But eat less because it's pricey.
That's right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we need a little cheeseburger appetizer that we're gonna pick up at McDonald's on the way. See, there you go.
Okay. All right. That's great. Anyways. I will say that there was like the first and last date with one guy that I went out with. We spent 2 hours driving around trying to figure out where to eat and ended up at McDonald's.
So that
was not the best plan. Because again, he didn't put thought into it ahead of time. You need to have a plan.
Didn't have a plan. Yep. Food trucks are also great places to go.
Oh, sure. Love food trucks.
All right. Well, hey, we've tweeted out the list that has gone viral. You can take a look at it at Ben and Kelly Show. Pretty fun. And you can add to the list if you want or just take a look at it.
Bowling, then Cheesecake Factory. Sounds like a dream.
Right? It's 99.7 EJX.